This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
9:19 Thursday, the 10th of March, and of course you're listening to The Morning Run. Now, a quick update on Bursa Malaysia. Woohoo! Because the FVM KLCI is in the green on a year-to-date basis, barely though, up 0.1%. Meanwhile, on a day-to-day change, we are up 0.4%. We are currently at 1569, enjoying a bit of a rally that we are seeing across the region, albeit we are the weakest market at the moment. But one thing that hasn't been weak is, of course, metals. So much so that on Tuesday, the London Metal Exchange, or LME, cancelled trades and suspended the trading of nickel as nickel prices spiked to an unprecedented 250% that briefly went above $100,000 a ton, and this suspension is not expected to be lifted before March 11.
And the LME will not be announcing a firm reopening date given the uncertainties of the market. This move by the LME is second only to the tin crisis of 1985, when the exchange suspended trading of tin for 4 years and have driven many brokers out of business. So what has been driving this price increase phenomenon is not just nickel, but other metals as well. Is this due solely to the war in Ukraine?
So for more on this, we speak to Zhu Yi, who is a senior analyst at Metals and Mining on Bloomberg Intelligence. Good morning, Yi. Now, like we just said, nickel had its prices skyrocket to a record high of above $100,000 a ton, so much so that the London Metal Exchange cancelled trades and suspended trading for it. What has caused this spectacular rally?
Sure, yeah, the market is crazy, so good morning. So we think this spectacular rally was due to the short squeeze in which holders of substantial short positions are being forced to cover at a time of low liquidity. So as you just mentioned, as a result, LME's implementation of a backwardation limit and the delivery deferral mechanism, I think it's mostly due to the Russia-Ukraine conflict. So the market did go, a little bit crazy here. So we are seeing traders and investors are trying to cover their short positions due to the concerns of the tight supply of nickel and climbing prices. And we do think the sharp jump of nickel prices may soon be corrected after the short squeeze, and prices could trade based more on the fundamental, which is supply and demand situation.
Even before the short squeeze event, nickel has already been a top performer in the LME this year due to tight stockpiles. But why have inventories for nickels fallen to such a low level since 2011?
Yeah, I think it's two reasons. So first is what's happening recently. So the market concerns on the supply disruption following the sanctions against Russia, so which has been a strong supporting factor to nickel prices, and of course pushed down the inventory of nickel. And the second factor is before this Russia-Ukraine crisis, LME nickel inventory had already started falling since last year. That's mainly due to strong demand from stainless steel and battery sectors. So even though battery sectors accounted for a smaller portion of nickel's demand, comparing to stainless steel's dominant position, we do see battery demand jumped fast in line with electric vehicles. And of course, Russia is an important supplier for nickel. And the nickel exports from Russia accounted for about 13% of the world's total exports of nickel. And the pure nickel supply from Russia accounted for about 15% of global total. So the sanctions on Russia could drive up LME nickel prices and, in the meantime, pressure on SHFE, so the Shanghai Futures Exchange nickel prices, as we do see Russia nickel exports, which were previously shipped to the US and Europe, may be directed to China.
Indonesia, the world's largest nickel producer, said that it is set to increase their output capacity to 400,000 tons of nickel this year. Do you think this volume is sufficient to cover the abrupt loss of Russian supply?
We think if all this volume could come online in time, yes, we could. And actually, from the fundamental standpoint of view, before the crisis, we do expect the nickel supply would come up and there won't be a supply shortage. But I think the war itself disrupted the short-term supply situation. So that's the reason worsened the concern of the market. And together with the low nickel inventory, and we do think these would lift the production costs of downstream producers. So like nickel can be used to make batteries and to make for the stainless steel. So within the short term, we definitely expect their margins would be narrowed unless the prices corrected itself. So after the short squeeze. Back to your question is, we do think the supply could compensate for the supply gap from the Russia, but just the timing may not be perfectly. Yeah.
Okay, Yi, let's shift to aluminium. Because, of course, the sanctions on Russia also have caused disruption in the supply of this metal. It's not as much as nickel on a year-to-date basis, only 19%. But what has been the cause? I mean, what is the result of this price increase, especially since China is the largest producer and consumer of aluminium in the world?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... And I think the same with nickel. So that's the concerns over the world aluminum supply by the investors. And so the market worries about like the US and Europe would impose sanctions on Russia. And this would add on top of the already tight supply gap in the US and Europe, which caused by the lower aluminum output due to power shortages and the rising power costs. So we all know that the natural gas problem now in Europe. So we think the aluminum prices on the LME could rise further due to the widening supply gap in the West if Russia's exports are strained and other countries are unable to remedy shortages over the near term. And if we look at Russia itself, so Rusal, the largest aluminum producer outside of China, that company produced about 3.8 million tons of primary aluminum in 2020, which accounted for 6% of the worldwide production. And for Russia, if we look at its export composition, the US and Europe accounted for about 46% of Rusal's revenue in the first half of 2021. And while we expect the LME aluminum prices will continue to increase, we do expect the SHFE aluminum prices would fail to follow. That's because the sanctions on Russia and its exclusion from the SWIFT payment system may lead to the country to divert its exports from the West to China. And as you just mentioned, China is the largest aluminum producing and consuming country.
Yeah.
So we do expect China's aluminum output to grow at about 1.3% this year. That's based on our scenario analysis. But the growth rate would be slower than last year's about 5% year-over-year growth. That's the reason. That's due to the operation rate of smelters could be slowed due to the power curtailment and delays in commissioning of new capacity. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time. That was Chu Yi, Senior Analyst, Metals and Mining at Bloomberg Intelligence, giving us her views on the why the metal prices have gone absolutely ballistic and turning our attention to one stock which hasn't gone ballistic at all. It's a bit out of favour. It's actually Glove, because Top Glove's net profit for the second quarter ending February 28 dropped by 53% to 87.55 million ringgit from the previous quarter, while revenues dropped 8.5% to 1.45 billion ringgit as average selling prices normalized close to pre-pandemic levels, offsetting a higher sales volume.
And as quarterly profit came far below market expectation of 150 million ringgit, Top of share price slid 10.2% or 19 cents to close at 1.68 ringgit.
Yeah, and that's the price this morning also, actually.
The lower since January 2020. And this is also the third largest single day fall on the company share price since March 2020. Year to date, share price has dropped 35%. And besides normalizing ASP, the group has attributed their performance to raw material prices, which generally are on a downtrend, and additionally intensified competition.
Yeah, the outlook not so positive. Average selling prices might bottom, but higher costs clearly on the cards for this. There's a lot of competition. We see a lot of new entrants, particularly from China. So the outlook for the sector not so positive. In fact, that's reflected on the calls by the analysts. Currently, there are 2 buys, 9 holds, 13 sells for this stock. Consensus target price for this company is ₱1.57. Current share price is actually down 1 cent this morning to ₱1.67. And that's all the corporate news we have for you this morning. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.